Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes, along with Sister Velvet, to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada, to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great joy to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to let you know the good news of Jesus Christ, to let you know that Jesus come to change your life, make your life brand new. I'm telling you, Jesus will give you joy that you can't experience out there in the world. Praise God. More joy than that so-called fun out there in the world. The Lord can satisfy you with peace and give you hope for the future to be able to make heaven your home. Praise God. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost field ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. The Lord has blessed us to have a wonderful ministry before the coronavirus closed everything. Praise God. Even though we're in the year of 2022, we are still on radio preaching the gospel like we always do. Praise God. And we are ministering the word of God. Amen. Through means of radio. Praise God. We have a powerful message this month talking about the life of a Christian, a true saint of God. Praise God. We're going to be talking about that all during the month, amen, of June. Praise God. So we'd like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune in to today's broadcast for this exciting message. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the word of God. Praise the Lord. In order for us to be a good Christian or a good true saint of God, like God requires, we got to reach these qualifications that's written in this Bible. Praise the Lord. We just can't live a so-called moral life and say that's acceptable with God. It might be acceptable with man, but we must live a life to be acceptable with God. Because God's standard is higher than man's. People can be happy. They can esteem a person as a saint because they feed the hungry. Amen. You starving and feed your hungry belly, yes, you will speak well of that person. Amen. You need shoes and just barefooted and just need shoes. And they give you shoes to wear. Yes, you will speak well of that person. Amen. They do something good for you naturally. You will speak well of them. But God looks further than just good deeds. Yeah, it's wonderful you rescue the people from tragedies such as floods, fires, all these things. That's beautiful. But we need to go further than just moral deeds. The Lord wants us to be holy. Yes, that's what God wants. Damn, when I know some people may feel like they can please God by going to church, being baptized in water, shaking a preacher's hand. But still, that's man's idea of living a good life. But God wants us to go further than that. Praise the Lord. Amen. We must meet the qualification that the Lord requires for us, in order to make it into heaven, to please him, so that we can be able to inherit the kingdom of God. Praise the Lord. Amen. That's good for introductions. Missionary Velvet, let's go to 1 John 5 and 5 and start reading down. What did the word of God say?
Who is he that overcomes the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God?
If you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, you overcome the world. Praise God. That is, overcome the world of sin. When the Lord saves you, sin goes out. your life changes. That's why Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. If a person says they're a child of God and still committing sin, they haven't overcame the world. But when the Lord Jesus come in your soul, you got victory over sin. The devil is placed where he belongs, that is under your feet.
Amen.
The Lord give you power to live a changed life, because the old life of sin is gone and Jesus walks on the inside. Praise God. What did the Bible say?
This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and the blood.
Let you know that it takes more to pleasing God than just being baptized with water. It takes more to please God than just joining a church, shaking a preacher's hand. We must go farther. You heard me? You must go farther. Praise the Lord. Repentance lays the foundation. Praying and asking the Lord to forgive you of your sins, that you won't do it anymore. That lays the foundation. Baptized in water means that you're changing your way of living. You're not going to continue living that way anymore. It's a physical washing of the body to let the world know that I'm changing my life. I'm changing the way I'm doing things. I want to be able to serve the Lord now. I'm not going to use my hands, my mouth, no more to commit sin, to drink alcohol, to speak profanity, to tell lies. We're not going to go to the clubs. We're not going to use our body anymore. You baptize in water means you're changing your way. You start to live a brand new life. That's what baptizing water means. And every child of God, when they go down in the water and come out, that is a testimony to the world that, amen, to Satan, that I'm going to serve the Lord from now on. And therefore, goodbye world, I'm gone. If the Holy Ghost and fire ever lead me on, goodbye world, I'm gone.
Amen.
Amen. That's the testimony of a person that's want to be a true saint of God. Amen. What did the Bible say? And the blood. He said water and the blood. That's what Missionary Velvet read. Water and the blood. The blood. I'm telling you, the blood of Jesus will go down in our heart and will root out that indwelling sin. Now, I preach that. Praise God. Amen. Because it's not enough to just say I repented of my sins and have been baptized in water. If you don't get that root of sin out your heart by the blood of Jesus, praise God, you're going to backslide and go back in sin again. Amen. Go back in that world again. You're going to commit fornication again. You're going to go back and do evil again because that sinful nature is still in your heart. But Jesus come to root that thing out. Praise the Lord. And put his nature in your soul, so that you can be a child of God. And the blood of Jesus write your name on heaven's roll. You got a seat in the kingdom. Praise God. Water and the blood. Praise God. What did the Bible say?
It is the spirit that bears witness, because the spirit is true.
Amen. And therefore, when you get sanctified through the blood, washed, and your name is signed down in heaven's roll, therefore, you're clean. Sin is gone. The Holy Ghost comes in there, glory to God, and fill you up from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet to your fingertips. Praise God. No room for the devil and none of his works. What did the Bible say?
For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one.
Amen. Now, God is looking for the Holy Ghost. The Father is looking for the Holy Ghost. The Son, amen, he's looking for the blood. Praise our God. The blood of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen. The word of God, that means it be in you. That means you're living holy. You're living right. Amen. You got victory over sin. You overcame the world. Amen. I'm telling you, you love the Lord. That's what's going to be able to be witnesses to get you into heaven. Praise God. That's the reason why we need to work out our soul salvation. It's not what man said. It's what this Bible said. It's what God said. Praise the Lord. We must meet the qualifications that the Lord has laid down for us to achieve in order to make it into the kingdom of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. So many people try to push sinners into heaven. You might try to push them in there, but God is the one that can open the door and let them in. Praise the Lord. Amen. If God don't open the door and let them in, your pushing is in vain. Amen. Praise God. We got to go the way through the Bible way, which is through Jesus Christ. We're going to pick it up on another broadcast. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the opening of today's message. The life of a Christian. Lord, look on the people with mercy, those that's in sin. Let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Lord, breathe in their soul and sanctify them wholly. Put that joy in there. Put that peace and love in their heart. I want you to baptize believers and fill them up, run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, those that sick in their bodies. Lord, I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar, diabetes, arthritis. Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand of Calvary. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Touch these prisoners. Lord, drive out these evil spirits. Lord Jesus. Lord, set the people free. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise him, praise him. The song said, there is no secret what my God can do. What he done for others, he would do the very same thing for you, hallelujah. So you believe that message and that prayer that Elder Holmes has gave us, hallelujah, that the Lord can deliver, he can redeem, he can set you free, hallelujah. So keep on thanking him and keep on praying and adding to your faith, hallelujah, that the Lord can fully save you and keep you in this present evil world. Don't we think the Lord goes behind prison bars? Ella Holmes and I really do love you, but Jesus loves you even more. He has a plan for you to have hope and you to have prosper, so you are not forgotten, you are not forsaken, you are important, and you are special. Those in the free world, we thank the Lord for your prayer and support of our ministry. The Lord has a blessing with your name on it too. And as to remember that God loves with an everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, hallelujah, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say, whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. I implore you, I encourage you to give him a chance, and you will not be disappointed. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Sylvia and I. The Lord may open doors and we might be able to go back into the jails and prisons to preach the word of God, to minister to those that's behind prison bars, because people need to hear about Jesus. Praise God. Spanish-speaking inmates can write up for Spanish materials because Jesus loves the Spanish-speaking people. Praise God. I'm telling you. To the next broadcast, it's Chaplain William Holmes, along with my wonderful companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
This train is a clean train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.